The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust.
Hey, everybody. Denial. Denial is alluring. It's a temptation, but it's also a vice. We talk about that. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. And subscribe to our podcast. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
Okay, I want to tell you about a conversation I had yesterday. We are barnstorming the country to raise capital for both Turning Point USA and our strictly educational efforts of high school chapters, college chapters, Turning Point Academy, and also for Turning Point Action, our 501c4 efforts of voter registration, chasing ballots, our political efforts. And we have the best donors. We have 280,000 donors now at Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. And I get a chance to talk to a lot of people and hear from them and see what they are thinking. And, you know, on this program, I complain about how some donors are pumping a lot of money into the DeSantis failed effort and all that. I haven't experienced that as much. And I was in Aspen, Colorado recently, and there were some people that did not see the world the way we do. I could tell you that story at a different time. But I want to cue into a very interesting conversation I had last evening and then tie it to some recent events. And this was with a very respectful gentleman, former colonel in the United States Army. Very smart, very successful. However, we had a little bit of a disagreement towards the end of the evening, and that's disagreement is what makes life fun. And he said, look, I don't like Trump's personality. I do like his policies. I'm going to vote for him. Is there any way that, you know, he can change his, way of speaking and all that? And I get that question often. But the more interesting part is he says, Charlie, in no universe, in no possibility will Donald J. Trump ever go to prison. And I found that to be an interesting comment. And I asked him, I said, well, what do you mean? Why would Donald Trump never go to jail? And he said, Charlie, I still believe in the rule of law. I still believe in the justice system. This is all fake. These indictments are fake. And I don't like Trump, but the country will not put up with Donald J. Trump going to jail. And that's where I disagreed with him. And now I do think if Donald Trump is able to win the presidency, he's able to pardon himself and he won't go to jail. However, I don't understand. We had a dialogue back and forth, and it wasn't an argument. It was just, I was curious and I wanted to dive in. Where does this come from? Where does it come from where you have a belief system that what is so obviously and evidently happening in real time will not happen? And it comes from an attachment to a memory of a country that no longer exists. And I know that's a rather provocative thing to say. But it is true. In 1980s or 1990s or early 2000s America, that would not happen. You do not go after leading presidential candidates and raid their home. The left and the regime have moved so rapidly to change the country using its old institutions made into skin suits. America was this amazing country for years and years, and we are still remarkable in so many ways. Our institutions are no longer remarkable. And what I gathered by having this conversation, again, this is not a criticism of this gentleman. It was fair, and I think he would categorize it the same way, is that he believed in our institutions so much, and I can't blame him, because for most of his life, these institutions were legitimate. For most of his life in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, he remembers a country where the institutions were not completely captured, were not completely radicalized. And so I asked him privately, I said, well, what about Steve Bannon, who's facing years in pretrial detention with, you know, J6 defendants and Douglas Mackey and James O'Keefe raided? And he did concede. He said, Charlie, you're right. He said, it's changing, but I still do not think the country will tolerate Donald J. Trump going to prison in any way, shape, or form. I see it differently. I see it differently as we now remember, it's about 2 days after, but we're in the same week, the 1 year anniversary of Donald J. Trump's home being raided by the FBI. I look at the raid of Mar-a-Lago as the test. When they raided Mar-a-Lago, it felt like this, and we said it at the time, a legal Pearl Harbor, a shock and awe. The federal government is going after a former president. Dan Bongino, great American, good friend, goes on Fox News at the time and swears, and he says, this is some third world. You might remember, and he got in some trouble for swearing on air, but the audience loved that Dan Bongino said it because it was true. And we yelled and we screamed and we said, we're not going to put up with this. And then we kind of just went back to our lives, and I tried my best, and I don't know why we didn't do it, but why we didn't make it a bigger issue in the midterm election is a mystery to me. That they just can raid a former president's home and go through Melania's closet and for documents. And from that point forward, the bad guys, they were executing a plan. This was not some sort of build the plane while we're taking off operation. This was not some sort of, oh, I don't know what we're going to do. No, this was a well-orchestrated plan that was probably concocted a year beforehand at either the Aspen Institute or Sun Valley or Silicon Valley, whatever, some combination of, if Donald Trump is going to be gearing up for the presidency, raid the home, go after documents, Jack Smith, all out, right? This is, Alvin Bragg played a big role in this and moving the Overton window. Who's going to be the first person to indict, have the crazy person in New York indict on ridiculous drummed up charges of Stormy Daniels, but it moves the PR Overton window. So everything after that feels normalized, right? Part of moving the acceptable opinion is to normalize the otherwise radical. We have to remember, for decades, we had judges who were really smart, but were also pretty principled a lot of the time. Now we pick judges based on their skin color, like Ketanji Brown Jackson, who's a moron who can't tell you what a woman is. We have Kamala Harris brag that because of their race, they will run against Trump. We have Joy Reid alluding to the demographic reality reckoning. I don't think we ever played that tape. I do want to play it. That Donald Trump is going to face. And then I drilled deeper into this conversation with this gentleman, this veteran, a very honorable man who we just had disagreement. He said, Charlie, if they put Donald J. Trump in prison, this country will go to civil war. And I said, hold on, let's just calm down here. I said, first of all, I agree with you. The bad guys would love nothing more than that sort of chatter to continue. They want a January 6, 2.0. Intel agency concocted false flag operation to try to have a Patriot Act over the entire country. And I don't like that reasoning because it's just so, okay, we don't get what we want and the country is going to erupt into a volcanic explosion. It might be right, by the way. It might be legit. I certainly hope not. That would be tragic and it would be terrible to witness. But there is a limiting belief that I learned. And I realized this is not an isolated opinion. Amongst people who have served in our institutions or have been in jobs adjacent to our institutions, there is a denial. There is a denial because they remember a country that wouldn't put up with this. Not the people, but they'd say, okay, this is too much. I mean, saying Donald Trump is facing 600 years in federal prison. But I'll be honest, we had our chance. Our chance was after they raided Mar-a-Lago. After they raided Mar-a-Lago could have been our time to draw the line in the sand, to use states' attorneys general. And now the Democrats have us at a place where we are taking it. They are hitting us relentlessly, and we are taking it on the chin. We could have defunded the DOJ. We could have defunded Jack Smith. Say, we could have said, sorry, nope, funding is cut off. We could have used state attorneys general to build a coalition to go after Hillary Clinton and BLM. We could have done all sorts of different things. And you might say, well, Charlie, why don't we? Well, in some ways, their plan is already underway and we are taking it. We're accepting the premise and we should have rejected the premise a year ago. That's why we went nuts. If you go back to the archives of when they raided Mar-a-Lago, we were like 10 out of 10 out of control. Trying to warn people. But then I was told by the institutionalists, oh, don't worry, this will normalize. I'm going to build this out. There's something here that is very deep and profound, which is I'm afraid that a massive portion of the country is living in denial, that somehow this is all going to sort itself out back to the yearning of a decent or better or serene America. I got to tell you, that really bothers me, because that is not reality.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We are saving babies with preborn by providing free ultrasounds. When you introduce a girl to her baby by providing an ultrasound, you're giving her the truth at the most important time in her life. And more than 85% of the time when she sees the baby and hears the baby's heartbeat, she will choose life. The voices that call themselves pro-choice are loud and proud, and they are everywhere. It might feel like an uphill battle, but there is no better fight to fight than with the truth of an ultrasound. $140 gives 5 mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies. For just $28 a month, you can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. I'm a donor to Preborn, and you should be too. Call 833-850-BABY. That is 833-850-2229. Or go to preborn.org/Kirk. If you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, the opportunity is just right there. Go to preborn.org/Kirk.
What is worse than denial in life? So I'm afraid that part of the country is living in active denial. But I received a really insightful email from one of our fans here, Shiloh, who made a really good point, which is, it's one thing if you have people living in denial. It's even worse if you have people that have accepted it. Denial can be a defense mechanism. But what if you have people that have accepted the status quo, that they're just going to throw us in prison and there is nothing we can do? I'm afraid that there is a portion of the American population of people that find it comforting to think that America is just ruled by this temporary hostile takeover. Here are some few signs that someone you might know might be using denial as a defense mechanism. You refuse to talk about the problem. You find ways to justify your behavior. You blame other people or outside forces for causing the problem. You persist in a behavior despite negative consequences. You promise to address the problem in the future, or you avoid talking about the problem. And I just want to say, I sympathize with the Army colonel. I really, really sympathize. And I have compassion. You know why? This is a man who served his country, who's a patriot, who then now in his later years of life has to acknowledge that the country he loves, the country he sacrificed for, the country he served, is gone. That's extremely painful. It's simpler to say, Charlie, no, I still believe in the rule of law. I still believe in all this stuff. So I'm not even criticizing him. I was shocked when I heard it. But as I thought about it over the last night, I said, boy, I get it. Because there is a built-in muscle memory of, come on, can we just wake up from this bad dream? I remember the 80s or the 90s where some judge or someone would come in and say, enough, enough. That's not happening here. There is no chance of that. Unfortunately, built into that is there is this resistance, this reluctance to bear the idea that there are tens of millions of people, entire cities even, that embrace this extremely toxic stuff. A worldview that will obliterate and blow up the entire country. And in order to do so, it would require admitting that the country has changed. And a huge portion of the new country hates the one that he so heroically fought for. So in order to treat denialism, you have to confront the truth and ask why you're so afraid of the truth. And I can answer that. We can get the Jack Nicholson tape from a few good men. It's one of the, I think it's one of the most powerful psychological moments in Hollywood history. You can't handle the truth. That's an infinitely deep line. If you think about it, right? Cause it's not that you don't want it. It's that you're too weak, man. It's too heavy for you. It will cripple you. And quite honestly, that's 100% true for America today. It is 100% true that I think a majority of Americans are not spiritually strong enough, mentally strong enough, emotionally strong enough to carry the burden that the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world has been taken over hostily by toxic, venomous forces. That is a very heavy burden to carry around. It's unbelievably depressing at times. You shouldn't stay in that place. I could tell you what to be joyful and happy and all that. It is easier to say, I still believe in the systems. Play cut 89.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Email us freedom@charliekirk.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. And like many of you, I'm a busy guy balancing family, show, travel, and TP USA. When I needed a mortgage, I went to my friends, Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific. They were amazing. And look, I had some complicated stuff. Don't need to go into the details. They handled it personally. Call them if you have an aging family member, for example, that needs some financial relief. Ask them about a reverse mortgage. If you're self-employed and are finding it difficult to qualify because of that, they have my 100% full and complete endorsement. Call them and help you prepare. I'm telling you, anything mortgage related, please call them and not the big woke banks. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form and they will get back to you with answers. Call them at 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com. They're good friends of mine. Full and complete endorsement. If you are a first-time home buyer renting and want to be, they'll call and help you prepare. Check it out, andrewandtodd.com. That is andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form and they'll get you back with answers, andrewandtodd.com.
So as you know, I wrote the book, The College Scam, which, by the way, is very well received amongst many of you in the muscular class, small business class, where I get the biggest pushback on the contention that college is a scam is from people that are in the ruling class. Angelo Codevilla, may he rest in peace, wrote one of the most important books of the last 20 years. I encourage all of you to read it. It's a unbelievably profound analysis, and he saw this so ahead of time, called The Ruling Class, where he said that there is a permanent philosopher king, untouchable class, basically a secret society type knowledge society. If you haven't gone to Harvard, Princeton, Yale, or founded a billion-dollar tech company, or if you're not a trans activist, you're not allowed to be in the club. He saw it so ahead of time. And the ruling class must have you convinced that your institutions are solid. What is the divide in America? Why is Donald Trump still ascendant in the Republican primary? The sloppy writers at the New York Times, the Washington Post, are like, it's racism. It's a white reckoning on the rest of the country. No, it's not any of that. It's about institutions. This is what the average MAGA person will tell you at a rally. They've seen the institutions that they used to revere be captured and destroyed and defecated on. I'll give you an example. I recently learned that at the Coronado military installation, where they're doing flight simulators and all sorts of different military exercises, that the person in charge of that is more worried about what pronouns are being used. Direct from someone there, they're super worried about what pronouns are being used in their military exercises. In fact, three people got disciplined because they used the wrong pronouns during a military exercise. It's a legit story. So you have pronoun police in your military exercise battles getting ready to fight the Chinese Communist Party. I don't have trust in the military leadership. I don't have trust in college. Let's go through the list. Do you trust your corporations? No. Do you trust your government? Oh, no. Do you trust your intel agencies? Nope. Do you trust your colleges? No. Do you trust the CDC? No. Do you trust Pfizer or any of the pharmaceutical companies? No. Do you trust your food companies? No. Do you trust your tech companies? No. what is going on in America for anyone that dares notice or speak about it is a historic anti-institutional revolt. That's really what the MAGA movement is all about. And quite honestly, that's what Bernie Sanders tried to launch from the Marxist left, and he was stunted by Joe Biden and the architects of the 2020 election. But you think about it. Is there a major institution that you still trust? I don't trust Big Eva, Big Evangelical. I don't trust the Southern Baptist Convention. Some Catholics maybe still trust the Catholic Church. I'm curious about that. The LDS Church is going sort of liberal and woke recently. So that's not what it used to be. Is there a major institution with multi-million membership that still has your trust? And trust is earned. Trust is not given. The ruling class, many of whom, when they're presented with the facts, they'll have one-liners or kind of escape mechanisms or thought-terminating cliches to say, I don't want to talk about that. But the college one is perfect because it's so obviously a scam. It's so obviously a racket. It's so obviously making our kids poor. It's so obviously making our kids trans. It's so obviously infecting the rest of the society with idea pathogens. And yet we must continue to worship at the altar of the golden calf of college. And that's the same belief system, everybody, that invokes the denial that says Donald Trump will not go to prison. The exact same denialism. A year ago and 2 days ago, 1 year and 2 days ago, they took a risk. They went for it. A year and 2 days ago, the regime said, you know what? Let's see what happens. We're going to roll the dice. And they were shocked that really no one cared. Play cut 87.
The New York Post is reporting agents spent hours inside Trump's private primary home. They apparently broke open a safe and rifled through the drawers in the office there. The report also says agents searched former First Lady Melania Trump's closet. Trump's attorneys told the Post agents would not let them inside the building to observe the raid. A laundry list of questions left unanswered at this point. And silence from the DOJ, at least until now, and from Attorney General Merrick Garland himself. Not a word.
Now, what was the gut reaction from ruling class Republicans? The gut reaction was, quote, there must have been a good reason. If you find yourself immediately saying, well, there must be a good reason, then you are an institutionalist. You're a defender of a broken system. Jack Smith has now subpoenaed Donald Trump's Twitter account. Jack Smith is now looking into Donald Trump's super PAC. There is no limitation here. And I understand it to an extent, but my sympathy is waning. My sympathy is disappearing. I get it. You guys want to believe, wishful thinking, that the institutions, that the checks and balances, that the elites, they're still there, that somebody is going to rise up and they're going to do something. And that, as I heard recently, Charlie, come on, cooler heads will prevail. That is happy talk. That's not the way things work. It is denialism. That is a coping strategy. That is a bury my head in the sand and get out of the way. By the way, if deep down you're scared and you are afraid and this fight is not for you, go sell insurance. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. They do a great job. Some of you guys do it. Or just go sell aluminum siding. Get out of the way. I have no time for you. I don't want to hear from you. If you guys are a Sunshine Patriot or whatever, get out of the way. But if you're at a place where deep down you feel the prodding of the Holy Spirit or the prodding of something like, boy, I've been living in denial. I've been living in assimilation. I've been refusing to acknowledge. The sooner you can admit that there's a problem, the sooner you can break free of that problem. And a vast majority of the donor class tells me, Charlie, cooler heads will prevail. These institutions are temporarily out of control, and they will come back into balance. And that's why it's so important to highlight stories beyond the Donald Trump persecution. This is not just about Trump. This is an all-out changing of the fabric of the country. From Douglas Mackey to the electoral alternate electors in Michigan that are facing 40 to 50 years in prison, to going after Steve Bannon, Dinesh D'Souza, James O'Keefe, going after the NRA. This is an all-out changing of the country itself. This is not just about a single person, because that's what I hear. They say, oh, Charlie, they're going to calm down once Donald Trump gets out of the way. I hope you, after spending time amongst the ruling class the last couple of days, some people believe, not all of them, there's some great ones, really smart, but there's some people that have told me, Charlie, all this will calm down. We'll get back to normal. The temperatures will cool once Donald Trump gets out of the picture. That is so unbelievably foolish, naive. It's delusional is what it is. They don't hate Donald Trump because of anything personal. They might say that. It might be their excuse. They hate Donald Trump because of what he represents. So if you dare represent anything even adjacent or remotely close to the Donald Trump, J. Trump agenda, populism, nationalism, strong America, secure the southern border, end these silly, endless foreign wars, they're going to use the same playbook against you. The first step is recognizing and realizing really what you have. We are heading for the Brazilification of America, as Lee Fong said yesterday in our program. Great interview, by the way. You guys should check it out. Really profound and really deep. People are saying, well, Charlie, how do we fight back? How do we fight back? We'll talk about that. But the true political energy on the right currently is a disconnect, saying, why is it that I have played by the rules? I paid my taxes. I went to church. I built a business. I raised my kids. My institutions now want to put me in jail and turn my kids trans. What the heck happened? And I'm going to have some tough truth to tell you, which is the left cares more than most Republicans do. And that's not going to win me any friends, but it's darn true.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. If you guys love this program and you want to support this program, if we have impacted or blessed your life in any way, I want to tell you about a new thing that we are starting it up. First of all, if you have supported us at charliekirk.com/support, nothing to worry about. You guys are going to be moved on over. If you want to support us even more and say, hey, I want exclusive content, I want to talk to Charlie directly, we are standing up this amazing infrastructure. Team's been working so hard at members.charliekirk.com. Not only is it a way to support us directly outside of all of the other channels, but get this, live Q&As with me and the team, articles exclusively written by me that you won't find anywhere else, pre-show prep calls, and more. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. We love bringing our show every day, and we can't wait to bring you even more content that is just for you at the Charlie Kirk exclusive. That's members.charliekirk.com. Head to members.charliekirk.com today. Yes, there's going to be a lot of goodies, a lot of engagement, a lot of fun stuff. But even more than that, if you feel moved and compelled that our show is impacting you and impacting the world, it would mean a lot if you became a member at members.charliekirk.com. So people say, well, then, Charlie, what do we do? What do we do? First of all, it is an attitude shift, to mindset shift. And by the way, if you agree with what I'm saying and you're not living in a place of denial, then just full disclosure, you're going to then, quote unquote, eat from the tree of good and evil, the knowledge of good and evil. Once you get out of that blissful place, you have to then realize you're responsible for yourself. It's tough. We say that ignorance is bliss. Yeah, a lot of people live in bliss. One of the reasons I believe this firmly is why the elites are pushing drugs on the American population is they're trying to medically prevent a revolt against the institutions. Medically. More people on weed, more people doing drugs, more people addicted to porn, get more kids to become trans, lower the testosterone rates. They're trying to prevent anyone from saying, why are you doing this? You're a bad leader. Stop doing that. It's an interesting coincidence that we have the mass proliferation of substances. By the way, the Soviets subsidized vodka to keep their masses down. And Aldous Huxley wrote this in the book Brave New World.
It was called Soma, S-O-M-A, which was a pill that made you feel very good in real time and just kind of mellowed you out. And so some people say, boy, it's overwhelming. I don't want to acknowledge it. Let's go drinking. Go watch pornography. Let's not own anything. Let's not get married. You have to reject all that. You have to reject all that. The truth can hurt, but the truth will set you free. And also understand, when you do these substances and you participate in these behaviors, you become malleable material for a tyrant. You become easily molded for their reconfiguration of society. I was recently talking to somebody who's, you know, quit drinking for a couple of years and really great guy from Aspen. I said, how's it been? Been 4 years. And he says, yeah, it's been 4.5 years since I quit drinking. He said, it's been amazing. He said, but honestly, Charlie, after about 6 months, you know, the hardest thing was, I said, what? He said, having to face my problems. He said, once I stopped drinking, I then had to be honest with myself. He said, drinking was a cope. Again, if you drink, I'm not saying you're a bad person or anything. Personally, don't do that. Not a fan, but that's not the point. I'm not here to moralize on that. The point is just for him, this guy personally, it was a substance that was being used to live in denial. And as soon as he did that, he then had the courage to face it and to say, wow, I have to improve myself. I have to tell the truth more. I have to figure out, am I really being the best version of myself? And so now we are a year later, and I want to reiterate this. We are at a place that is so significantly changed in 1 year. You have lived through one of the most successful, radical, quiet revolutions in American history in 1 year. A legal revolution where they push us and they push us and they push us and they push us, and we just keep on appeasing. Oh, we're going to get them through hearings. Well, why don't we start indicting them? I can't talk like that. Well, why don't we investigate them? Can't talk like that. Got Alvin Bragg. Fannie Willis is about to come down with an indictment that will shock the world. Question, why don't we have local Republican DAs do anything against these Democrats? Anything. You're trying to tell me Hunter Biden didn't commit crimes in some sort of local county in Arkansas, that you could at least investigate him, subpoena him? No, it's because on the Republican side, that would be considered to be against the gentleman rules of conduct, a.k.a. I'm too afraid, I'm too weak, head in the sand, denial, maybe the storm will pass. Eat me last. These authoritarian thugs will not stop, but it starts with acknowledgement, breaking out of the muscle memory of a country that is long gone. And I know that is painful. You should mourn that, by the way. It's not easy. You should remember the country and to remember the memory. And then you should put it to rest. And then you should realize now it's time to build something new and to reclaim the nation from the people that killed it. Mourning is acceptable. Living in the state of mourning is not. But it starts with acknowledging the truth, to stop coping, to look around you and saying, boy, I've been living in a state of denial. This is not normal. This is not ordinary. This is not acceptable. And I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life, a whole of life strategy, to fixing it with every fiber in my being.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.